I think an argument can be made for the fact that counterpowers are growing in influence just because of the ease of connectivity between people who share some of the same views, particularly through mediums such as social media. I guess this just assists in the organisation of the counterpower movements. They also enable the groups to be more visible and to share their message with a much larger audience. And I guess this connectivity of people and getting their message out places pressure on governments and politicians to address any grievances that they may have. However, on the other hand, I think that it could just be a fad. A particular movement could be up and then gone within seconds or weeks. Or there's a concept known as slacktivism, which is where people think they're getting involved in something really important online, only to lose interest a few days later because it's not the message of the moment. I think people, especially young people, tend to have short attention spans, and so they lose interest in certain counterpower movements. Once a counterpower movement has disbanded or run out of energy, life seems to just return to the way it was before the movement began, to the status quo. So perhaps they have little lasting influence.